Okay, I'm just going to say a few words. I have agreed to perform this initiation here. And although there's no fire sacrifice, you can sit on a fire sacrifice at some other time, place, future. And it's an auspicious place, certainly, to receive initiation and to take your vows, especially for begging for the mercy of Giriraj in his presence. And presence many forms. Of course, the Lord appears in many forms, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, that there are two very potent forms that holy name of the Lord appears in. That is said in the form of, what is it, Vachya and Vachika. Vachya and Vachika. Vachika is Krishna's name, and Vachya, of course, is that which words denote, or Krishna's, the person of Krishna. So it manifests in many forms. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that of these two potent forms, Krishna in his form and Krishna in the form of his name, that Krishna's name is even more merciful than Vachya, his form. And he explains that even if one commits many offenses to the form of Krishna, but if one has genuine faith in Krishna's name, he can be forgiven for all of his offenses if he takes shelter, complete shelter in the name. So the name is considered to be even more merciful. So you're being initiated today into chanting of Krishna's holy name. That is Krishna in his most merciful form. And you'll be taking vows for chanting. And it is important that you always maintain that faith that only by chanting will you be able to achieve that mercy, which we are all very much in need of, in that most merciful form, Krishna, in the form of his name. So that means never give up chanting. That's what the vow means at the time of initiation. Please understand, that's what I expect, what Giriraj expects, that's what Krishna expects. When you make this vow to chant his name, that you'll never give up chanting. So, what are the four rules? What are the vows that you're taking today?
I can tell in Russian.
No, it's good. You're on the mic.
Я обязуюсь до конца своей жизни следовать четырем регулирующим принципам. Это не заниматься незаконным сексом, не употреблять в пищу мясо, также рыбу, яйца, не играть в азартные игры и не употреблять интоксикацию, там, табак, чай.
И каждый день?
Каждый день я обязуюсь повторять 16 кругов Махамантры на четках. Также я обязуюсь, я обязуюсь еще прилагать усилия в распространении движения сознания Кришны и культа Бхакти, и также служить вашим лотосам, стопам и стопам Вайшнава.
Okay. All right. So, today I'm accepting you as my disciple, and I'm giving you the name Ekanath Das.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!
Единственный Господь, я один на другого.
And what vows are you going to accept today? You can say them in English.
I'm sorry.
What vows are you going to accept today?
All of them. No meat eating, which includes fish and eggs. No intoxication, which includes tea and coffee. No illicit sex and...
One, two, three.
One more. Gambling. Huh? No gambling. A minimum of 60.
You're so removed from it then.
Yeah. And minimum of 60. minimum of 16 rands. And read 1 hour each day, Prabhupada's books.
Okay, thank you. So I'm accepting you as my initiated disciple today. And I'm giving you a very beautiful name.
Yeah.
Your new name is Subhana Radha Devi Dasi.
Hari Hari Hari
Radharani, that's very golden.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Suvarna. Okay?
Yeah. Yes.
We're finished. I have to go.
Okay.
I have to take care of Mahananda. And then I still have...
I just have one thing to share. Just between the two of us. And of course, probably being here. I requested him yesterday or the day before. I just have to share something with you.
Probably with him.
Okay.
Jai. Jai. Jai.